earlier this year, a group of us went to Thailand. Now, I'm going to try and kill three birds with a stone. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to share about my experience. And I'm going to play a game with you. An English teacher went to Thailand and decided to take along a backpack with traveling essentials. Immediately, she fell into a state of paranoia. Everything suddenly became essential. Before long, the backpack was stuffed to the brim. Of course, I mustn't forget our passports. Itinerary, of course, can't go anywhere without those. But I need all my Duval Ackies, my charging devices, lightning cable, USB cables, battery pack, my Kindle, a mic for my iPad. Okay, so my charging kit. I'll put them all in here. Yes, I've got to do this. Because last time, my charging cable, one of them, I only had one anyway, blew up. So I need to have at least one just in case my suitcase goes AWOL. Where's the iPad microphone? Let me see. Oh, my ear pods. Can't forget those. Should I take my laptop with me or should I just leave it in the suitcase? Nah, better take it along. A lot safer. I know where it is. Hand sanitizer. Yes, there it is. What else? Oh, last time I was there, I drank a lot, used a ton of plastic bottles. Not sustainable. I should bring my flask. Tissues. Panadol. Ah, tissues here. Okay, there you go. Put it there. My pencil case. Just in case. I'm a teacher. And I put my journal in just in case I want to put in a few thoughts. All right. My neck pillow. And my jacket. Oh, yeah, I've got to put my Kindle in there. And, of course, my eye mask and my blue light filter for if I get a chance to go sleep on the plane. Okay, oh boy, this is getting a bit hard to handle. So, what did the English teacher put in her backpack? Can you remember? Well, we don't have time to play this game for too long, because SP is like 5 minutes, Lillian. Okay. All right. In the age of globalization and the internet, the outworking of missions has taken different forms. It means, firstly, that popular culture travels faster than my flight from Bangkok to Brisbane. And the likes of Justin Bieber and K-pop celebrities like Big Bang and EXO are considered heroes to young people, even in a regional high school like Tawang Pa in northern Thailand. How does all this happen? It means that English is important. Technology is the means. Now, let's find the technology. It means that teaching English opens doors, connects people, and potentially create relationships that cover distances. It is the passport to building bridges with people who speak a different language. But even if missions is done differently, we are still led by the same God. The God who created the heavens and the earth, who witnessed the fall of man, and had already had a plan in place to win people back to himself, to draw people from all nations back to the spring of living water. Because God wasn't surprised then, and he wasn't surprised when one thing after another happened in Thailand that was outside our control. All the planning and preparation in the world cannot take into account everything that could happen. Unexpected health issues. Expectations not met. We had ideas, lots of them. But I wonder now if God was saying, not this time. Why? We can only wonder. And the only thing I suppose I can think of is that God is showing himself sovereign and only he gets the glory. For me personally, it's undoubtedly greater dependency on his spirit. On the 10th of January, I made 3 visits to the bathroom in the morning. Hand sanitizer cannot be completely relied upon. Oh dear, how am I going to teach this morning if this keeps up? But in his wonderful provision, God saw me through the day, and I was so much more aware that I was doing his work with his strength. I am reminded that when I read about the likes of Livingston, Hudson Taylor, Gladys Elwood, and Amy Carmichael, that the challenges we faced on this trip was probably, in the scheme of things, not really that great. Sure, the bed at the Coconut Resort was only slightly more comfortable than the marble floor in our rooms. Or that we faced scheduling disappointments, like when the Hmong New Year is. I'm sure we made mistakes too. I know I could have done better in many areas, but God knows that we are jars of clay and pray that his glory was clearly shown nonetheless. Anyway, I tell people I went there to be a volunteer English teacher. And yes, in a way, I did. But I hope we did much more than that. We were honored by the school with gifts. And an invitation to go back there and serve them in greater capacity. Connections have been made, and I pray that it is the start of something God is doing for his honor. I'm thankful to God with these memories. I'm spurred on to do even more for his kingdom. I'm thankful to God that with these memories, I'm spurred on to do more for his kingdom. Thank you.
Wow, how can anybody beat that? All right. As you might aware, this is my third time that I went on this mission trip. And, you know, I guess my third time, people thought I know exactly what to expect. I would have ironed out all the nooks and crannies. I would have plans for everything, contingency plan for that, for this. But each trip is different. For each trip, there are obstacles to overcome. Plan changes. And for us, plan changes right in front of our eyes. Just before I left Thailand, SP messaged me, said, "Oh, it's Mong New Year. It's on this one of this Saturday. What do we do? Do we let the kids go or not?" Now, to put this into context, Mong New Year is the most important days of all the whole years. If you're a Hmong person, you have to be there. You dress in your best, and the most important for old people is that they're there to gather all the gossip that they miss or chat to all the people that they haven't seen. But for the young people, it's an opportunity to find your partner, your life partner. So how can we say no to that, all right? We have to say yes. So that was our plan. Our plan was out the window. Before we even started, this mission trip was so, I feel that was so fragmented. You know, I feel like it was so fragmented. What I mean by fragmented is that, firstly, is that we all flew on a different date. You know, we all went on a different plane. We didn't arrive together as a team. We didn't go there as a team. Some people were already there. SP and Graham was already there. We still haven't left yet. You know, so we sort of didn't feel like a team there. When we arrived there, we were joined by three Americans that we never met before. So the first 2 days was trying to find out who they are, trying to remember their names. And, you know, and when we actually get to remember their name, then we are joined by John and New and Tanya. Another new faces that we don't know, okay? As we were jailed together, suddenly my wife got sick. Well, she got sick when we landed in Thailand anyway. And then I got sick. And then Lanelle got sick. And she was bedridden for 4 days. And we were forced to change our plan. And then later, John also injured himself as well. So you see, that fragmented keep going. And on one of the day, Mike, our American friend, who was so generously there to build houses for the dorm, got into a heated argument with Ajahn Panya, the head poncho of the dorm. They were arguing about plan for the dorm. So you can see John, Mike, and Ajahn Panya was talking. "No, I want this." He said, "I want that." When? They went their own separate way. Wow. And I was stuck in the middle. On our parents' night, on the 19th, we were supposed to start at 3. But only 3 parents turned up. So I promised the student that if no parents turn up, we go to the movie. But no one turned up. So about 5 o'clock, I decided that, okay, 3, 4, 5, 2 hours, that's long enough to wait. Let's have dinner. So we have dinner. And 3 parents turn up. So they have to eat whatever's left over. One of the girls was so angry. She actually called her mom, said, "Mom, go back. Well, I want to go to the movie." So she didn't get a chance to go. She didn't get a chance to go to the movie. So this is what I mean by fragmented. You know, things were just happening. Out of our control. There were many more, but this is the exciting one. This mission trip was one of the most challenging trip of all. We were falling like flies. But it was so rewarding as well. You know, our American friend became an integral part of our teams. They contributed to it. Ayak, Elizabeth, Nu, and Daniel formed a small group of their own. They laugh. They joke. Can you imagine? Nu was here. Ayak's tall, Asian girls, so high there. talking African, laughing, joking. And then Pastor John also preached and then baptized some of the girl with me as well. Secondly, as one of us, as Va was sick, Mai got up and took her place. When I was sick, G and Nu got up and took my place. When Lanel was sick, Nu got up and took her place. When John was injured, Daniel, Elizabeth, and Ayak got up and took his place. That heated discussion that Ajambanya have with Mike, he poured out his heart. He shared his vision. He said, I don't only want the dome, but I'm thinking what I want is this church here, this place here as a hub for the free province around to come together and use this hub. Man, what a vision. Such a great vision. And this is what SP said to him. We are here with your brother. Oh, he didn't actually say that. But that's my translation of it. Yeah, we're here with you. We know your vision. We want to support your vision. And we want your vision to grow as well. So at the end, he agreed. He said, yep, that's right. Do what you want. This is what you all have suggested is great. Keep it with that. You know, as we arrive at the Malabri to visit them, yes, we have our food and our rice and our handout as well. But it was so great to be there, to see that God was already in front of us. There was free clinic there for the Malabri. And if there's any Malabri that's sick, they have free transport to take them to hospital. There was also a monk pastor there. She arrived there just 3 days before we did. So we were able to get in touch with her, contact her supervisor, got all the, her details, and now that part of it is in motion. You know, you might was wondering whether the kids get to go to the movie or not. Yes, they did. On Sunday, as soon as we church started on Sunday, I said to them, if we finish by 12 o'clock, we go to church, we go to the movie. And surprisingly, that day, Ajambanya didn't preach. So we finished by 11:30. Man, that was great. The kid was so happy. So we took 3 cars, packed the school bus with kids, and we went to Nun. That was so great. That was so rewarding for me. Riding with me was 2 girls and a boy, and they opened their heart up to me. Really things that we take it for granted. They talk about, so what we need is an iron. Our iron is broken. We burn a couple of our dresses on it. So that was one. The other thing is that, you know, we also need hot water. We have a bucket to share between all the girls. And when it's cold, and I wrote here, by their standard, all right? Not our standard, but by their standard, it's cold. So they have one bucket to share between them. And the last two to have a shower usually don't have any hot water. For me, it's that sort of thing. It's what makes it worth going there. To listen to them, to hear their life, to share their life with me. But I just want to share, my last story is this. This is the cake of all. The cream of the cake, the strawberry on top. My son Daniel came up to me and say, you know, on our first day there, he came up to me with a list of words. He said, Dad, how do I say this in Hmong? How do I say this in Hmong? You know, he went through all this, you know, saying all this. He was writing all down and then he left. And I asked him, okay, Daniel, 2 days later, I saw him and I asked him, Daniel, how do you manage to communicate with him? I go, oh, Dad, Google is really good. I just use Google Translate. So what I want to say to them is I type it in and I show it to them. And then they type it in, they show it to me. I thought, wow, that's fantastic. And he said to me, Dad, I want to go back next year. And I think Elizabeth also said that as well. They said they want to go back. So if you have the calling Every mission, you might have already gone to some mission trip before. Every mission trip is different, but every mission trip is rewarding. Okay, SP is looking at his watch, so I better stop now.